Welcome to She Be Trippin' the podcast. We have another episode here. I'm in New York City. It is March 2024, and some big things are happening. And what has been coming up for me is this phrase, don't let the devil use you to get to me. And I don't know where in my journey along the way this phrase came up. I don't know who said it to me. I don't know where I read it. But what I do know is that it is something that really resonated with me. And don't let the devil use you. There's this book called The Bait of Satan. I can't recall who the author is right now, but The Bait of Satan talks about offenses and how not to live in the spirit of offense. And this is a book that really changed the game for me, because the devil will use people to get to you. Like, the devil will use the people closest to you, the people that you love the most, the people that you admire the most, to get to you. And I'll share a little story that's an example. When I first left New York last year to do this project in San Diego, and then to then go off and start touring, I had a lot of insecurities about where my life was going. And did I make the right decisions? I was going through a phase where, like, I was questioning all of the decisions that I made, because I was still working on my self-trust. And in that season of working on my self-trust, there was a lot of imposter syndrome. There was a lot of, am I really worthy of all of this? Am I going too deep with what I'm sharing? Am I doing too much? Bop, 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 bop. And then I was having a misunderstanding and disagreement with a friend that I really, really cared about. And I said something that offended her. And in her defending herself, as opposed to asking me why I said such and such, or where did that come from, where was the intention, she blasted off on me. Basically said every mean and horrible thing that she could ever say to me. And that was a realization where it was like, whoa, is this what you really feel about me? But what was so crazy, outside of all of that, outside of me apologizing for any offense that I might have brought on, I really had to assess that whole situation. And one of the things that I took from that situation is that when I read those text messages, every single thing that she said, every negative thing that she highlighted, was every single thing that I was already either questioning, insecure about, or just not in a good space about. And I remember reading all of these things and being like, I can't digest this, because this is actually fuel to keep fueling the negative thoughts that I have going. And I just thought it was so interesting that every single thing that I've already been questioning was being brought up and being highlighted in a way to bring me down even further. And this person didn't know that all of the things that they were saying were the things that were, like, really getting to me, into my head. There was no way of them knowing all of these details. And for me, it was a big indicator that that phrase, don't let the devil use you to get to someone else, was real. Like, literally, the enemy will plant seeds in other people or try to navigate other people through jealousy, through anger, through all of those negative emotions, for them to bring you down even more. And this phrase also helps me have a level of grace for people, because then you can really see, like, oh wow, they don't even understand. Like, they don't even understand how the enemy just used them to try to get to me. You'll be able to spot it. You'll be able to spot when you're like, wait, this person is acting totally out of character, or this is something that this person would never say, or this goal that I'm going after it so hard that, like, people have all these things to say, like, I must need to keep going because, like, the way it's being attacked, it almost feels like spiritual warfare. So, I personally like to sit down and assess what's being said to me or how people are responding to me, not because it navigates how I'm supposed to move as a person, but the way people respond and react and all of those things, what is being brought back to you is an indicator of a lot of different things. It can be an indicator of what you already feel inside being projected back to you. And it can be an indicator of just the people around you and how they receive you, who they are as people, and how they receive who you are as a person. So I really urge you to not live in a spirit of offense and be able to spot when the enemy is using people to get to you. When you can live in this space, it's easier for you to have grace for people saying things that are just not helpful. When people are saying things that are hurtful, it's easier to navigate your own emotions. Like, oh damn, that hurt. And that hurt because, like, I really do feel this way about myself. And why do I feel this way about myself? Like, what's going on that I feel this way? Why is this imposter syndrome setting in? Like, why don't I believe in myself fully? Why did that sting so much? And I always go back to being able to spend time alone, because I was someone that, like, even though I liked being alone when I felt like being alone, there was this limbo where if I didn't feel like being alone was cringy. Like, being alone or being in solitude felt like no one cared. And I had to really shift in, I care. Like, I care about me. And so I need to do things that make me happy. And if I have to do them alone, like, that's a blessing and a privilege. And over time, I've grown to, like, really love my alone time to the point that, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go outside into the world and face people. Like, I have a better time with myself. But human connection is very important, and I think we need to not lose sight of that. Even with this self-love and being in the midst of solitude and all of the things, human connection and community is a part of the human experience. And I listen to a lot of podcasts and also watch a lot of podcasts, and the girls that I listen to, the women, the beautiful women that I listen and watch, there's a consistency in people bringing up human connection. Because especially as Black women, we have been isolated so much to the point that we think we have to carry it all by ourselves and we have to do everything by ourselves. And that is not the case at all. There are people that will help. Amongst the people that will let the enemy use them, there are also people that will help. And there are people that will go to the edge of the earth for you. You just have to ask. You just have to be open. You just have to be ready to receive and ready to flow. So that's my thoughts today on don't let the enemy use you. And for me, baby, don't let the enemy use you, because I flip tables the Jesus way, okay? And my angels, my guides, my God, My team, my ancestors do not play about me. They do not play about me. There is a calling and a mission on my life that my team does not play about me and God does not play about me. And I see that in the data that is projected back to me in the evidence of my life. And I want you to sit down and really like meditate on the evidence of your life that like God don't play about you. Because I'm not special. I just believe. I believe wholeheartedly in what gifts I have, and I believe in what God has done for me, and I believe in what God has said he will do for me. And so I just move in that. And so I hope you're able to move in that energy moving forward. We're 3 months into the year almost. And there's so much that's happening. I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start in another episode. We're going to keep it here. I appreciate you for being here. I appreciate you for listening. Make sure that you tune into my YouTube channel if there's a visual element that you want to see. I'm over there on the YouTube platform really honing in on my creativity and really just seeing my growth in how I show up in front of the camera, how I speak to people, how I plan and prepare, how I shoot, how I let my creativity shine. There has been such a blessing in this YouTube journey, and I really would love if you tap in over there and see what that world looks like along with this podcast. Share it with a friend, share it with some family, share it with someone that you believe will benefit from the things that you are hearing, looking at, and listening to. And so make sure you subscribe and you go to the link in my bio on Instagram and be able to just be connected and tapped into everything that I have coming up, because I'm planning and preparing for a beautiful 2024. I have some classes and courses, webinars, and things that are going to be coming up, and downloadables, and all of the stuff. And I'm just really excited about what's to come. As I have overflow, I want to continue to overflow into my community. So I'm here. I'm keeping commitments to myself. Every episode is a commitment to myself. And every episode that you listen to, I view that and see that as your commitment to me and the art that I'm creating. And so I thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this episode. And I see you in the next one. Welcome to She Be Trippin', the podcast.